ओम शांति। बाबाज अव्यक्त मुरली, 14th January 2024। रिवाइज डेट इज 14th December 1997। अवॉइड एनीथिंग वेस्टफुल और नेगेटिव एंड बिकम वर्दी ऑफ क्लेमिंग एन अवार्ड। टुडे बाप दादा इज सीइंग हिज सोल्स हु आर वर्दी ऑफ गॉड्स लव। गॉड्स लव इज अ ब्लिसफुल स्विंग ऑफ हैप्पीनेस in which you constantly swing. God's love finishes the sorrow of many births in a second. God's love is filled with all powers and makes weak souls powerful. You elevated souls who are worthy of God's love are very few. Bab Dada is very pleased to see such elevated, worthy souls. Just as the father is happy, so you children too are happy, but you are number wise. Bab Dada blesses each child from his heart. May you be an imperishable jewel who constantly swings in the swing of God's love. Do not let the feet of your mind come off this swing of love, because out of the souls of the entire world, you are the beloved souls of the Supreme Soul. So, Bab Dada gives you children this blessing. Remain constantly absorbed in this love from God. No adverse situation or fluctuation of Maya can come to such souls who are absorbed in this love. When you place your feet on the ground, Maya also comes to play a variety of games. She adopts many different forms and attracts you. However, Maya is not even able to raise her eyes to the souls who have all the powers and who are absorbed in this love. Your third eye, your eyes, with a form of intense fire, make Maya powerless. All of you souls who are special, all of you Brahman souls, received your third eye from Bab Dada as soon as you took birth. However, the father sees that the children's third eyes sometimes become very tired when they labor hard to make effort, and because of being tired, they close. Maya's vision is also very far-sighted. She sees you from a distance. Now even Maya understands that her kingdom is about to go. So do not be afraid of Maya. On the basis of all powers, bid farewell to Maya with great happiness. Do not give her a chance to come. Bid her farewell. Maya has also become tired while battling against you elevated souls, you Brahmin souls. You invoke Maya with your weaknesses. She has become tired, but you invoke her, and so she also takes a chance. She has now become powerless. What do all of you say from experience? Does Maya have the same power that she had before? Does she have power, or are you more powerful? She tries to come because you invoke her. Why would she not take that chance? Why do you become weak? The father has a question for you. Are you Master Almighty authorities or not? Are all of you Master Almighty authorities? Are you only sometimes Almighty authorities or all the time? What are you? Are you powerful all the time? Should Baba tell Maya, you can now go? You must not now invite her. Although the father has now told Maya to finish, Maya replies, but they are invoking me, so what can the father do? If any type of weakness comes, whether in your thoughts, words, connections, or relationships, you can then understand that you have invoked Maya. She very quickly receives the vibrations of your invocation. You are celebrating this great festival very well. However, you are celebrating this festival so that you can be constantly enthusiastic. This year, you are celebrating many festivals, are you not? This group celebrated the honoring ceremony of the brothers who are the original jewels of godly service and of the silver jubilee of the teachers. You are celebrating a festival with every group. So, the Father feels that to celebrate a festival this year means to bid farewell to Maya. It should not be that you just sit with a golden veil. To wear a golden veil means to become golden aged. The scene looks very beautiful, but you must constantly have the golden veil of the golden aged stage. It should not be that as soon as you take off your veil and the celebration ends, you become as you were. This function is to give you enthusiasm. So, those who celebrated this festival or who have come to celebrate it, raise your hands. Bab Dada is pleased. Celebrate a great deal. However, to celebrate something means to become that and also to make others the same. At the time of celebrating the festival, underline for yourself the fact that you are a soul who constantly maintains enthusiasm for having remembrance and doing service. Bab Dada also likes the scene very much. Bab Dada wishes to celebrate this year as the year of bidding farewell to Maya. So, you will celebrate such a festival, will you not? The festival you are to celebrate tomorrow will be celebrated in this way, will it not? Will you celebrate your silver jubilee? Whether the festival is a golden jubilee or a silver jubilee, it is still a festival. Do not think that you are only those who are celebrating the silver jubilee, that it is first those of the golden jubilee who have to become this, and that you will then become this. Do not think in this way. The ones who have not celebrated at all should not think that Bab Dada is only telling those who are celebrating a festival. Bab Dada is telling everyone, you have celebrated the festival of Brahmin life, have you not? All of you have become Brahmins. Or are you still becoming Brahmins? You have become this. Therefore, to be a soul who celebrates the festival of Brahmin life means to maintain constant enthusiasm and to bring about enthusiasm in others. This is the occupation of Brahmins. Those Brahmins just relate stories with their lips. Whereas when you Brahmins speak, you speak to give enthusiasm to others. No matter what type of a soul someone may be, even if a soul is opposing you, because all your karmic accounts have to be settled here. The duty of Brahmins is to speak things of enthusiasm and to relate stories filled with enthusiasm. They may keep crying, but you should make them dance with enthusiasm. When people have enthusiasm in their hearts, what happens? Their feet begin to dance. When you have these functions, what do you do at the end? All of you dance, do you not? That was dancing of the feet. Brahmin souls cannot stay without being enthusiastic and giving enthusiasm. There are and there will be situations to finish your enthusiasm, but Bab Dada's pure desire for the children this year is that they let the past be the past. No matter what all the souls who are in contact or have a relationship with you may be like, they may even have been negative or opposing you until now. They may even have made you fluctuate in your Brahmin life. This year, you have to finish any negative or wasteful perception of others. Give them love. Give them power. If you are not able to give them love or power, then while seeing them, listening to them, and coming into contact with them, avoid allowing your heart to imbibe anything negative or wasteful. Do not allow your mind or intellect to imbibe those things. Avoid them. bring about transformation in them. Transform anything negative or wasteful, and then merge that into your heart. Those who avoid both these aspects will receive the best and greatest of all awards from Bab Dada and the Brahmin family. Other souls receive awards from souls. They do receive awards, do they not? This is an award from God. Avoid these things and claim this award. Do you have the courage to do this? Acha. Do you Pandavas who celebrated the function have this courage? Will you claim the award? All of you raised your hands, but you have to underline today's date. What date is it today? The 14th. On the 14th of each month, check yourself. Acha. Those of the Silver Jubilee who think that they will claim an award, raise your hands. Do not raise yours just because you see others raising theirs, or do not raise them out of embarrassment. Bab Dada is giving all of you a chance. If some of you do not have the courage, do not raise your hands. It doesn't matter. Bab Dada will give you even more sakash. Are there any souls here who feel that they need a little more courage? Are there any teachers of the Silver Jubilee like that here? Okay, you may not want to raise your hands here because you are embarrassed. But you can put it in writing and give it in when you celebrate your function. If you feel that you need extra courage, you can have extra tuition for this. What do those who are weak in studying do? They have extra tuition. Acha, those of Madhuban, raise your hands. Those from Madhuban, stand up. Those from Madhuban, take very good opportunities. Acha, will those from Madhuban claim this award? Have all of you raised your hands? You don't need tuition. You are very courageous. Acha, Bab Dada will take this into account. Congratulations to those from Madhuban. So, this year is for bidding farewell and for giving congratulations. This year, all of those children who have had the special thought of putting this into a practical form will receive extra help from Bab Dada. Simply remain determined. Every now and then, the drama will test you. But if you remain determined in your thoughts, if the feet of your mind do not shake but remain stable, you can experience extra help from Bab Dada. You simply need the power to take it, one faith and one support. No matter what happens, you have to become this. Keep the feet of your mind very firm. Situations will arise, but you will experience them to be like the clouds below you, while you are in an aeroplane flying above them. The clouds become a scene of entertainment. No matter how many dark clouds of situations there are, for which you can see no solution at that time, you should still have the determined faith that the clouds that have come will later disappear. Those clouds will definitely disperse. They are not going to remain all the time. Stabilize yourselves in the flying stage in this way. No matter how thick the dark clouds may be, they will disperse. Then, with the power of determination, you will have already achieved success. Do not be afraid and think, how will this happen? It will all be good. Bab Dada knows that the closer time comes, the more the new situations of the dark clouds of sanskars and karmic accounts will arise. Everything has to be settled here. Many children ask, why are these situations increasing day by day? The children who are not to go through the region of Dharamraj will have to settle all their karmic accounts, which includes the karmic accounts of their natures and sanskars here in the final moments of the confluence age. They will not go to the region of Dharamraj. The demons of death will not appear in front of them. All those things are the demons of death that have to be finished here. Therefore, the illnesses are an indication of all these things being finished here. Do not think that it doesn't seem as if time is coming to an end, and that your waste thoughts are increasing. In fact, they're all being released in order to be settled. Their duty is to come, and your duty is to transform them with your flying stage and with Sakash, that is, vibrations of power. Do not be afraid. Many children have the speciality of not showing their fear externally, but internally their minds are fearful. Externally, they would say that nothing is wrong, that all of this happens all the time, but internally they would be affected by it. Therefore, Bab Dada is telling you in advance that things will come to make you afraid, but you must not be afraid. Do not drop your weapons. When you are afraid, you drop whatever you are holding. So, when your mind is afraid, your weapons and powers drop. They become merged. Therefore, do not be afraid. You are already aware of it in advance. Now become Trikaldarshi. Become fearless. You Brahmins don't have to become fearless in your interactions with one another. You have to become fearless of Maya. You have to be loving and humble in your relationships. No matter what others are like, just give them love from your heart. Give them good wishes and have mercy for them. Become humble. Keep them ahead of you and enable them to move forward. This is known as making the negative cause of something into a positive solution. Because of this, because of that, because of the other, etc. Now make the cause or the problem into a positive solution. Bab Dada sometimes finds one thing amusing. Do you know what that is? Do you know it? On the one hand, you issue a challenge saying that you will become the conquerors of matter, that you will even transform matter. You say this, do you not? You will transform matter, will you not? Those who issue such a challenge can transform matter. However, when a situation arises in your contacts or relationships, you are not able to resolve it. You are not able to transform it. It is amusing, is it not, that you issue a challenge to change matter, which is non-living, and yet you are unable to transform Brahman souls. What do you then think? That this is not possible, that it is never going to happen, that it is impossible, that they cannot be transformed. So, how would you transform matter? Change yourselves and then change others. Even if that person is wrong, if that person is 100% wrong, what promise did you make? What did you promise the Father? That you would transform the world with your self-transformation. Did you promise this? Or have you forgotten it? You are all saying yes. No matter what the situation may be, even if you have to take help to change a situation, do not give that person the certificate that it is difficult for them to change. Who gave you the authority to issue the certificate? It is not right to think that something is never going to happen. Who made you a judge? How can you sit on a judge's chair? Sometimes you even become a lawyer and quote many laws and regulations, and you debate and say, it wasn't like that, it was like this, it wasn't like that. Do not become a lawyer or a judge. Bab Dada has not given you that authority. Take help from those who are instruments. The instrument souls also do everything according to Bab Dada's advice. They do not use the dictates of their own minds. This year, finish all these things. That is, transform everything in your mind. Avoid such things. Tell the seniors about them, and your responsibility then ends. If you are not able to transform something, it is your duty to let it reach the seniors. Do not take the law into your own hands. Only then will you become worthy of claiming an award. Bab Dada is reminding you to remain constantly enthusiastic and to increase the enthusiasm of others. When you remain enthusiastic, you will be able to take hold of the hand of others with your hand. That is, your mind will give the hand of love to others and dance and be happy. Not your physical hand, but the hand of cooperation with love in your mind. This is what is known as placing your hand in the hand of another. What can love not achieve? And this is God's love. This is godly love. What can this love not achieve? The word impossible does not exist in the Brahman dictionary. Those who have enthusiasm never become hopeless or disheartened about any situation. Acha, to all the lucky and lovely souls who are constantly swinging in the blissful swing of happiness of God's love, to the elevated souls who are embodiments of solutions through having determined thoughts, to the hero actor souls who are worthy of claiming a godly award, to the souls who are seated on Bab Dada's heart throne and who give the return of the sustenance they have received from Bab Dada, multi-million greater than that, multi-billion fold love, remembrance and namaste. The spiritual children say Padam Guna remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti. Blessing, may you be filled with specialities and give a vision of your elevated life with the sparkle of your royalty of purity. The speciality of Brahman life is the royalty of purity. From the face and behavior of members of a royal family, you can tell that they are from a royal clan. In the same way, your Brahman life is recognized from your sparkle of purity. The sparkle of purity is visible on your face and in your behavior when there is no name or trace of impurity even in your thoughts. Purity is not just your vow of celibacy, for there must not be any vice, that is, any influence of impurity. You would then be said to be a Brahman soul who is filled with specialities. Slogan: those who have a vision of the self are constantly happy and have a right to all attainments. Acha, Om Shanti. With avyakt silence, experience the double light angelic stage. Just as in a physical way you change your clothes, in the same way, renounce any awareness of your corporeal form and become a subtle angel. Put on your angelic costume in a second. You need to practice this over a long time, for only then will you pass in the final moments. Acha, Om Shanti.
Va Baba va, va Jama va, va re me Atma va, va re mera Bhagya va, va re mera Ishwarya Parivar va, वारे में स्वराज्य अधिकारी आत्मा वा। अच्छा, ओम शांति। मेरा बाबा, मीठा बाबा, प्यारा बाबा, पदम गुणा, पदम गुणा, पदम गुणा, शुक्रिया बाबा, शुक्रिया बाबा, शुक्रिया बाबा। अच्छा, ओम शांति।